At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Tom from Puyallup is. Tom, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, Tom, did you by chance catch the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
I did, and I think I remember two of the three.
Ooh, Steve!
Well, isn't that awesome?
I think it's awesome, and I think you need to get out of here now,
bye-bye,
sir. For those playing at home, Tom has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What is the name of the donkey in Winnie the Pooh?
Eeyore.
Correct. How many times has Ozzy Osbourne been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
3, 4, 5.
No, no, no. What do you call the person who works directly under the head or executive chef?
The sous chef?
Correct. Somnoplasty is a cosmetic procedure designed to help with what?
Snoring or the nose or breathing?
Yes, you got it. Underwater rainforest is another name for which marine ecosystem?
The Great Barrier Reef.
No.
Pass.
The Northern Cardinal is the state bird of how many states?
4, 5, 6.
No, no, no. Clint Eastwood was a swimming instructor for which branch of the military?
The Marines, the Air Force, the Army.
Army, yes. What substance can you not eat if you have celiac disease?
Wheat?
No.
Bread?
No.
Flour?
No. Who averaged one invention patent for every 2 weeks of his working life?
Thomas Edison?
Correct. What country has the most tornadoes?
U.S.
Yes. All right. Finished strong there. You got 6 correct, Tom.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay.
It's pretty darn good.
Better than I've done before.
Oh, nice.
I like that. Positivity. Steve, welcome back to the studio.
It's good to
but
be back.
Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What is the name of the donkey in Winnie the Pooh?
Eeyore.
Correct. How many times has Ozzy Osbourne inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Twice.
Yes. What do you call the person who works directly under the head or executive chef?
Sous chef.
Yes. Somnoplasty is a cosmetic procedure designed to help with what?
Somnoplasty? Shrinkage?
No.
Wrinkles?
Nope.
Balding?
Nope. Underwater rainforest is another name for which marine ecosystem?
The coral reef?
Yes. The Northern Cardinal is the state bird of how many states?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No.
Damn
Clint
it.
Eastwood was a swimming instructor for which branch of the military?
I'm going to go with the Navy.
No.
The Army.
Yes. What substance can you not eat if you have celiac disease?
Is that gluten?
It is. Who averaged one invention patent for every 2 weeks of his working life?
Thomas Edison.
Yes. What country has the most tornadoes?
Canada.
No.
America? United States of America?
Yes, sir. And with time on the clock, Steve, you scored 8, and that is a win.
Let's go.
8-6. Sorry, Tom.
Oh, well, that's the way it goes.
That is the way it goes sometimes. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Because he listened to the cheat sheet, Tom did know that somnoplasty is something you might consider, Steve. It helps with snoring.
Oh, I definitely could use that. Yes. And then Your husband as well.
Yes, he could. The Northern Cardinal is the state bird of 7 states.
7.
That is a very popular bird.
Absolutely.
Almost as popular as this bird.
Wow.
Did she just flip me off?
She did.
That is so rude.
That even shocked me.
Last week, my daughter flipped me off. And this week, it's my friend, Taryn Daly.
Oh, man. Next week, who's it going to be?
If it's Danny, I'm going to cry.
No, I got you, bud. I'm not going to do that.
The Daily Mix Show. There is a simple question we have been waiting to ask you, but we need for you to call in right now so that we can do it. If you have ever had a job in your life, you can answer this question. Call in now if you have ever had a job. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Foo Fighters. Steve Miggs, a video that actually happened a couple of years ago is recirculating. It's gone viral again.
Which I'm glad it did because I missed it the first go round. So I'm catching it on the second tail.
Well, it's a newscaster who's clearly quite intoxicated and was doing the news while very wasted. And these are some of the highlights.
Hello. Good afternoon. Like I was telling you this morning, if you watched this morning, starting at 6 a.m., 7 a.m.,
Okay, so this is in the morning.
Ouch. Yeah.
What's in our coffee?
Late night?
Oh, yeah. It could be from a bender. Oh.
I told you, you know what? Today, what a beautiful day outside. It is just amazing. And so moving on tonight is we have to tell you also, you know, like other news that's happening in the area.
This sounds like one of your sorority sisters.
It totally does.
And across the, you know, the area in the nation. Let me tell you about this. A 4-year-old girl is actually dead. Another man is clinging to life.
Okay, at that point, if I'm the producer, I'm like, we got to
get her out of here.
We got to take her off the air. Like, we can deal with drunk Sally talking about the weather, but when we're talking about tragedy, isn't the right one. Here's a little bit more of her.
And we are just lucky. This weekend right here is so amazing. Meteorologist Craig Adams is right here with you. I'm sorry, Craig Adams. Why did I say that? And of course, just like me, meteorologist Craig Gold is working a double shift.
Yeah, but I don't think he's having a double vodka.
Oh, yikes.
Oy.
Well, that leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we're going to start with Pogi in Tacoma.
Pogi,
our simple question, be honest with us. Have you ever been drinking on the job?
I have years ago. I've been completely sober for 7 years. But the first job I had a lot of friends that would hit up the jugs of Cola Rossi. I washed dishes at a retirement home. And I never did back then. I later started washing dishes at a restaurant. And my first day on the job, one of the waiters and one of the busboys like, hey, you help us take out the linen? I'm like, okay, I'll get the door for you. And like, not knowing what was going on, we get out there and they're like, what kind do you want? I had no idea what they were asking me. They're like, give them a Heineken. I'm like, okay.
Like, this job just got better.
I love working here. 206-803-ROCK, Mark in Chinatown. Be honest, you ever drink on the job?
Yeah, unfortunately. I worked in corporate sales for a number of years and have been a professional musician for a long time. So, yeah, unfortunately.
Dude, I feel like a lot of salespeople are putting some back.
Yeah, not so much anymore because I'm 2.5 years post-liver transplant right now. So you got the sober dudes on first thing. But, yeah, back in the day, quite a bit.
Good times.
There are times like, you know, people go, we're going out for a sales meeting, and then you're like, you come back, and you're like, was this a sales meeting or was this happy hour?
It was margaritas, is what it was.
It was happy hour, right?
Joseph, you're in Seattle this morning. Be honest with us. Did you ever drink on the job?
Yes, I have. I was in the Navy, and on our lunch break, we would go and drink. So we had pretty long lunches. So, yeah, we'd buy, like, a bottle of liquor. There'd be about like, 5 to 10 of us. We would go and drink the whole entire thing.
Did you ever get called out on it? Because I got to imagine getting called out in the military is a little bit different than getting called out at a radio station for having a couple of drinks.
Yeah, so my boss, one day he caught two of us. He didn't get us in trouble, but he was like, I can smell your guys' breath from like 10 feet away. So I was like, oh, well, am I going to get in trouble or not? And then he said, no. I was like, okay. Then we kind of slowed that down on getting drunk at work.
I don't imagine though in the military, as much as like, you know, everything is like, it's very regimented, but you're also dealing with a lot of young,
oh sure,
kind of careless guys and girls that are just like, F it, let's get a drink.
Let's get, I mean, wild.
They're still immature in some situations.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Matthew in Sultan. Did you ever drink on the job?
I did one job when I was in my 20s.
What was that job?
I was working in Sun Valley, and I was an assistant manager on one of the restaurants on the mountain.
Yeah. That sounds like a fun job.
When I served beer, I drank beer. When I served wine, I drank wine.
One for you, one for me. I feel like the service industry is just...
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
By the way, so far we're at 100%. Luke in Snohomish, be honest with us. We're not going to tell anyone. Did you ever drink on the job?
I don't know what you're talking about. You don't drink on the job, drink in the morning, and then you go to work.
That's your workaround. I'm not drinking on the job. I just got drunk before I came to work.
Yeah, totally. Kit from Everett.
Are we going to go, are we going to bat 1,000?
Did you ever drink on the job, Kit?
Being a union iron worker, it's kind of a young man's game. No, I saw guys be drunk and fall a couple floors. That was enough for me. That was enough for me.
So you never drank on the job?
Me personally, no. Never.
We got one!
Let's go, Kit!
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we have Kicks for Kids back in action for the sixth year in a row, and we're trying to put 400 pairs of brand new sneakers on local children in need. You can help us support the kids of Mary's Place by making a donation. Every dollar adds up at KISW.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is a big change coming to U.S. airport security checkpoints.
Yes.
A new TSA policy will be saying that you no longer have to take your shoes off to go through security at the airport. So the memo went out last week, and now Como reporter Hannah Knowles was talking about what this means for SeaTac.
A welcome change for many who say taking off their shoes, as simple as it may seem, can really slow things down in security.
I don't know why, but I think she should have done the news report without her shoes on.
Yeah.
Like standing on like the, on, in a bucket or something like that, just to paint a good picture, right? This is why I'm not a news producer.
Is that why?
Well, many other reasons too.
If a traveler triggers the alarm, they will be required to then remove their shoes for additional screening. One of the main reasons behind this change, to get passengers through security checkpoints faster and to streamline the process.
Well, for me, it works out very well. I'm
you know, older, and sometimes it's just nice to move on through and be able to get it right out to the gate.
Maybe you should wear Velcro shoes, Grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Back here at home at SeaTac Airport, it looks like passengers are going through Checkpoint 4 with their shoes on. Remember, this is a new policy change, so give yourself some extra time. There could be some slowdowns.
So give ourselves some extra time for something that's being done to speed up the process.
That makes sense.
It makes all the sense in the world. Although it is nice that we don't have to take our shoes off. My wife is going to be very happy about that.
I am thrilled. And many people have been sharing their opinions online all about this. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
We figured who better to read these comments than a man that has spent some time on a plane. Okay, in a movie. And that's Liam Neeson.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Do you remember the movie that he was in where he was on a plane? He was a drunk U.S. Marshal. And he had to deal with like some kind of terrorist or some crazy crap that was going on.
What movie was that?
Nonstop.
Oh.
One of my favorite Liam Neeson movies. Honestly, it was just a reason to use the Liam Neeson voice, which I think is fantastic.
Perfect.
He has a certain set of skills, and reading your Facebook comments is one of them. Are you ready for the first comment about the TSA changes?
Of course.
I was on a flight today, and I asked if I needed to take off my shoes, and he said no. Like I was asking a silly question. Like I didn't just have to take them off 2 weeks ago.
I mean, and different airports across the country have different, you know, policies and procedures and things like that. Just a fair question.
I don't know if it's that people who work in TSA are miserable or they just like to F with everybody, but I totally know what this guy is talking about. There are times where you do something and they look annoyed, like, sir, you don't need to take your tablet out of your bag. Okay, next time I go through TSA, I'm keeping my tablet in my bag. And like, sir, you need to take your tablet out of your bag. I'm like, are we just messing with the customers?
No consistency.
Because if they're messing with the customers, I'm all in for it. But like, otherwise, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Whew, thank you. That's the most annoying thing, especially during morning flights.
I mean,
morning flights? I think it's annoying in the afternoon or the evening as well.
Annoying anytime. And then whenever you're like trying to get your shoes back on and you're trying to do it in like a hurry and there's other people, I always get really panicked. I start sweating. It's very difficult.
Do you have a certain set of skills, certain set of shoes that you wear when you travel?
Not really, but like, it's usually something that laces up and then I'm like, I'm trying to get my shoes laced back up.
Oh, I make sure I grab like my pair of shoes that I know that I don't even need to like unlace. Like they just kind of slide on. Yeah.
Everyone talking about not renewing or not getting TSA PreCheck. Please follow through so it can continue to walk straight through security with zero wait time.
I don't have TSA PreCheck, do you?
No.
Danny, you do.
Yeah.
Is that the only benefit? Is that you don't have to take your shoes off?
I mean, in theory, it's supposed to be a shorter line.
Sure, yeah.
And it's like you don't have to take any of your like electronics out of your bag. I don't know if they still make that happen at regular ones either.
It depends on which TSA agent I think
really
you're
talking. Yeah, that's fair. But also, yeah, the shoes thing was the biggest thing for me. So now it's like, eh.
Now we're all equal.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget the first time when we traveled with my wife and they were like, yeah, take your shoes off. And she didn't have socks on. And you know Sid. Sid's kind of a germaphobe.
Oh.
Like, I found great humor in it because like she is... I mean, it's like as if she became a ballerina.
Like tippy-toeing.
She is like barely has her foot on the ground, yet it's still standing. It was impressive.
Oh, my God.
Can I just bring my dang water bottle? You know it's water. I'm not Lex Luthor.
Sir, you could buy that water when you cross the TSA security line.
For $20.
Yes.
Probably because you nasty people don't wear socks and just be walking barefoot through TSA. Someone's foot odor probably caused this decision.
Okay, I'm sure that's exactly why.
I mean, I have had to do that walk of shame barefoot before. It definitely sucks, but I try not to ever have to put myself in that situation.
Sue, put the weed in my shoe. Gotcha.
Yeah, you get away with it now.
Yeah, that was Brad, by the way.
And husband. We have one more comment about the fact that at TSA, you do not have to take your shoes off, at least most TSA places. I guess it's still case by case, which is why is this a story?
Bummer. I like looking at other people's feet. Giggity, giggity. Hashtag feet.
No, thank you.
Thanks for making it creepy, Liam.
The Daily Mix Show.
The next stop on the Men's Room World Tour is coming to Bremerton. You're going to be hanging with the guys at the Tracyton Movie House on Saturday, July 19th from 2 until 5. Get all the details on the party that includes live music, food, and drinks at KISW.com.
Hashtag feet.
We know that you are just getting started with your day, and you might be a little bit curious about what is happening out there in the world, especially when it comes to pop culture. And there is a mountain of stuff happening, so we're going to break it down and tell you what's trending.
Trending. On the Ooh. Hello. Trending. Let's go. Let's go.
you're looking for a new show to watch this week on A&E, there's a new one called Lie Detector. Truth or deception?
Have you ever done a lie detector?
No. Have you?
Not a real one. It was like some kind of like a party one where you like you put your hand on it and it kind of senses like the speed of like, I guess, like your pulse. And I realized rather quickly that this thing does not work. It's just like randomly will just shock you. It was like it was like a lie detector shock game, and you put your whole hand on it, and then like you're asked questions, and if it jolts you, that means you're lying.
Well, in this show, they have a former FBI agent named George, and he gives people these polygraph tests. And the very first episode features Shannon Price, the ex-wife of Gary Coleman, and she's in the hot seat. He's asking her questions about the fall that led to Gary Coleman's death in 2010.
Do you know who Gary Coleman is?
Oh yes.
Okay. Danny, are you hip to Gary Coleman?
What you talking about, Willis?
All right.
You like that, don't you?
Wow, that was a much different one.
Well, she,
hey, baby.
She did not do very well on this test, and we have the audio.
The exam had to do with Gary's fatal fall.
Okay.
Wait, so is there, like, rumors that, like, that there was, I don't remember when he passed, like, there was foul play?
I mean, I think so now, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I asked you the following relevant questions on this test. Did you physically cause Gary's fall?
Mm-hmm.
You answered no.
Right.
I also asked you, did you physically cause Gary to fall that day? And you answered no. And the results are, you failed that exam.
Ooh.
With deception regarding Gary's fall.
That's false.
So, like, she'd be like, got me.
Choo-choo.
I mean, that's the first episode of that show. Like, we're just coming out with it. This is going to be awesome.
Do you remember these clips from Gary Coleman?
You like that, don't you?
There was a time after he did different strokes, and then, like, I think money was a little bit difficult for him. He was an adult, but, like, he was a smaller guy.
Yeah.
And he got involved, and I can't find anywhere on online anymore, but, like, he got involved in, like, some weird, like, 1-900 phone sex line.
Oh, boy.
Where you could call, and Gary Coleman would talk dirty to you and say things along, like, the lines of,
hey, baby.
And then he would talk about playing with his model trains, and, like, you like,
choo-choo. You like that, don't you?
It was very weird.
I'm not going to kink shame anyone.
No, but it was still, like, as a person who grew up watching Different Strokes and he was just a little Arnold Drummond, like, it never expected that to be a thing.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Live Aid. Now, obviously, it was a great concert that happened just recently with Ozzy Osbourne and all these bands that were involved with it. But to make everybody feel old, there was once a concert that raised a bunch of money. And it's now turning 40 years
old. Oh, boy.
Old. Live Aid is going to be 40 on Sunday, and they're going to have a big documentary on CNN talking about it. Also on YouTube, they're going to show pretty much the entire concert, all 10 hours of it, and a bunch of other footage as well. Although one band will not be featured on it, even though they were there, and that's the members of Led Zeppelin.
Mm.
So back during the concert, they brought the three surviving members, which, you know, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones. They went up on stage. They had a different drummer, obviously, than John Bonham, but Phil Collins jumped up on drums with them. But the performance was so bad that Led Zeppelin's like, scrap it. Just take it off. Don't show it ever again. We're not proud of this. And thankfully, because of YouTube, we did find like audio and video of that performance. And like they had a bunch of reasons why they never wanted it to be out there for people to consume. One of them being Phil Collins. Even Phil Collins agreed, like he wished he could have walked off the stage.
Oh, no.
I guess he didn't do a very good job when they were trying to do the intro to Rock and Roll, because Phil Collins plays the drums. Also, Jimmy Page said they only had a couple of hours to rehearse. They also were never. They weren't supposed to bill it as Led Zeppelin. It was just going to be the three members of Led Zeppelin, but they didn't want it to come off like a Led Zeppelin reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Also, there was an MTV VJ by the name of Mark Goodman who, like, during the live broadcast was talking over their performance.
Oh,
like,
no.
And also spoiled what songs they were going to perform, and here's that clip.
Phil Collins on stage for what is now being called the Led Zeppelin reunion. This is the one that a lot of people...
Which is funny. They're like, no, we didn't want it to be called the Led Zeppelin reunion.
Quiet your mouth.
Thanks, Mark.
This is the one that a lot of people have been waiting for. I'm not going to give away the whole set, but I will tell you this. That's rock and roll, and they're doing Stairway. Let's go to the stage.
So they're doing like three songs, so you basically give away two of the three.
Thanks, guy.
And that was one of the other issues. I guess Robert Plant wasn't happy with his vocal performance. So they were just like, we don't want that out there. So if you watch it on Sunday, which, I mean, I don't know how many people will, but if you watch it hoping to see the Zeppelin stuff, it's not going to be there.
Oh, that's too bad for them.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of epic concerts, obviously Back to the Beginning happened over the weekend, and it was Ozzy's big farewell. They ended up raising nearly $200 million for the charities that were being supported, from Cure Parkinson's to Birmingham Children's Hospital and Acorn Children's Hospice. And this was largely due to the live stream dollars, mm-hmm. too. 5 million people tuned in. It was $30 a pop. I'm not doing the math on that, but it's a lot of money.
Oh, I was one of the people that ended up dropping the $30. I was like, part of me was like, I saw some people like, it's on Facebook, like Blabbermouth is just like posting like fan videos of all the sets. I'm like, I don't mind doing it because it's for a good cause. And also I wanted good quality if I'm going to watch
for
it.
Sure.
I don't want to watch it through somebody's cell phone. But then, dude, I was one of the people that, you know, they kept showing these commercials for the Children's Hospital and for Parkinson's. And you're just like, oh, man, it tugged on your heartstrings. And I got to imagine there were a lot of people like me that then also donated money to some of the charitable stuff as well. So that's awesome. And props to Tom Morello, who really organized a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
Sharon Osbourne as well, of course. And the fact they were able to get all those bands to perform for free and a lot of that money went to a great cause is pretty awesome.
That's magic right there.
Nearly $200 million.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have one more opportunity for you to try to beat Steve this morning, and his record sits at 228 wins, 69 losses, and 55 ties so far this year. 206-803-ROCK is the number. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.